Live FM.
And good morning, Sacramento. Welcome back to Legalese. We're so pleased that you're joining us this morning. I am with Jim Caspary of Peak Business Coaching. He's a life coach. He's a business coach. He's a good friend of mine. And we've been talking about, you know, how to survive the holidays. I mean, we're in the holiday season. You know, from my perspective, anytime you get past Halloween and daylight savings time, which that's a whole nother topic. You know, I really don't like this daylight savings time thing. But in any event, you know, once you get past that, we're in the holiday season. I mean, we're already planning the office party. You probably are planning your Thanksgiving dinner. Who are you going to see? Who are you not going to see? You know, planning out your Christmas shopping, maybe, or, you know, planning on waiting to the last second, maybe. But how do you survive this? I mean, unfortunately, depression goes up, suicides go up, bad behavior goes up, and, you know, we're trying to give y'all some ideas about how to really enjoy the season for what it's about. So we've talked about, you know, going in with the right mindset. We've talked about, you know, sort of preparing before you walk through the door. And now you're there. And, you know, there's Uncle Bob. Beers in, right? Or you know, there's Aunt Lucy who, you know, just has to remind you about that time you did whatever. So, you know, how do you deal with those situations that we all tend to find ourselves with?
Yeah, we talked, like you said, about self-love, self-care, getting yourself with an emotional buffer going into family situations, giving yourself enough time to get there without stressing about traffic, et cetera. And in the moment, you know, what I've found, and maybe many of you have found, is good stuff happens in life and bad stuff happens in life. And the quality of our life is not what happens. It's how we react to what happens. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, 90% how we react. So I think it's a good time in this show to switch over, you know, take the flashlight. And, you know, we've been focusing on the negative and the fear of the negative and how to deal with that. And let's put the flashlight on the positive. And, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter where you go or who you're with. You know, there's going to be good things said. Everybody, including myself, has positive and negative attributes. So focus on the positive. You know, like daylight savings time is a great example. You know, you could wake up and you could say, oh, my God, this is so cool. It's brighter out in the morning. And I got to sleep an extra hour yesterday. Wow, that was wonderful. You know, there's the Cher song, if I could turn back time. So, you know, you can go through your life looking at the positive, or you could say, ah, this sucks. You know, it's dark at 5:30 and I can't, blah, blah, blah. So it's the same thing with family. One tool that I've used for years is a gratitude journal. And it doesn't take long. It doesn't have to be a big ordeal. But it starts my morning with writing down five things that I am grateful for from the day before. Sometimes I have to look at my calendar and what did I do yesterday? And I'm like, oh my God. You know, so after just writing down five things, and it's not the same thing every day, try to do different things every day. But, it, you know, some days could be a horrible day, but you could say, I'm glad I woke up. You know,
I didn't get hit by a truck.
Right.
You know?
But little things like helping out a client and seeing their joy or the light bulb go off or, you know, anything. There's so many great things that happen throughout our day. And what we do is we react and focus on the negative and, you know, how am I going to solve this? And instead of like, oh, I got a check in the mail or I don't know.
Or
it's
I'm not sick. You know, this to me, this is a great example. When you're sick, there's nothing that you want more than to be well. But when you're well, are you grateful for that? Do you acknowledge it? Hey, I feel really good today.
Or, that is a perfect example.
You know, it's just kind of ignoring that. And if nothing else, that's something, you know, your health is something that you should be grateful for every day, no matter where your health is. If you're still breathing, it's better than, you know, that alternative, right? So journaling is huge. I've been journaling for years. You know, in my regular journal, I put things that I'm grateful for, but also, you know, a whole variety of other things. But the grateful aspect of what you're grateful is so critical, and it's such a great way to start your day, you know. And, you know, you could do it at night. That's not a bad place to do it right before you go to bed. But I think first thing in the morning is really the place. If you take the time to put pen to paper and write down five things or two things or even one thing that you're grateful for to start with, it just sets you in a much better frame of mind.
It totally shifts your energy. And I think that's what we forget, is that we can control our energy, our mood, our thoughts, and we give that over to other people.
A
great example, and we talked a little bit about gift giving and kind of being responsible about that, not creating resentments or or financial stress. And it's really about the thoughtfulness and the love and the caring. And I think we can also set intentions for the holidays. So, you know, many of us have wonderful friends that we get busy with life, kids, family, business, whatever, and we don't reach out to them as much as we can. And how long could that take? That could take, you know, like, who am I grateful for in my life? And I could spend 5 minutes on the phone talking to them, reaching out to friends, reaching out to family. You know, I have a wonderful friend that lives in Lafayette, and my family lives on the San Francisco Peninsula. And I make it a point to pop by, even if it's just for 5 minutes. You know, it's 5 minutes off the main freeway, so maybe it takes a half hour. But it's a time to really be grateful for, be grateful for the positive things and maximize our connection with people. Another example I use is if I have a meeting with my clients, and I've coached clients in 9 different countries now, so it could be on Zoom or Skype or on the phone, and if I'm having a bad day, and I'm stuck in that mire, it's not going to serve my client. So I need to get out of myself and my own crap, which we all have. And I set an intention, and I actually pray that, you know, please give me the ideas, the thoughts, to the right questions to serve this person. And you can do the same thing with your family. How can I bring a positive light, a positive environment? How can I maximize, you know, the great food, the energy? How can I catch up with people that I love and care for and ignore the ones? Or, you know, so again, just shifting to the positive and maximizing our opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. Is, you know, you are the master of your domain, right? And you have the ability to control your thought process. And by setting a positive thought and intention in anything that you go into, I mean, in our office, for example, everybody has a sticker on their computer. It says "Be intentional," and the point of that is before you engage in a conversation, before you do anything, think about what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and how can you go about accomplishing that. And just by thinking about it, it's not a long process. It can literally take a nanosecond. But think about what's the point of this conversation? What's the point, as opposed to just rotely doing things? And the holidays fit in the same category. Are you just going to show up, you know, with your carrot cake and engage in the same patterns that you've done, you know, for the past 20 years, and you've hated every second of it, or are you going to go and do it differently this time? And that's your choice. So, you know, a couple things that Psychology Today talked about, you know, just sort of bullet point maybe things to consider during the holiday season. One, you know, try to keep your regular routine as much as possible. So if you do something in the morning, try to, you know, like for me, I meditate in the morning. Don't change that just because family's over. You know, you work it out. If you exercise regularly, don't change that. So try to keep your regular routine as much as you can. Think in moderation. You know, don't expect everything to be bigger and above. Probably the most important thing is just be realistic about the encounter. Don't expect everything to be perfect. You know, this isn't TV. This isn't, you know, It's a Wonderful Life. This is the real world. Stay connected. try not to feel guilt, focus on today. And you know, and a really important thing is be willing to say no. You know, if you're the mom at the PTA and they're like, well, could you bake cookies? And while you're at it, could you make these signs? And would you call, you know, these 27 people? And, you know, be willing to say no and protect yourself. You know, it's important to help, but you don't have to do everything.